The Romanians are one of three European teams to be expelled from World Cup qualifying for fielding ineligible players, the others being Spain and Belgium. But in Romania's case, they claim it was Feo Vunipola at the Tongan Rugby Union who gave them the all-clear to pick Tongan-born Sione Facaosilia. However, Vunipola says he simply gave the Romanians details of the player's history with Tonga at A-grade level and confirmed that he'd never played for the Acali Tahi. But the final question on eligibility, he says, was up to the Romanians to resolve.
It's the responsibility of the home nation, whether it's Romania or it's Tonga or Samoa, to confirm the information that they have to satisfy the requirement. I think trying to claim it on myself is out of line.
But somewhere along the line, the fact that Facaosilia played sevens for Tonga seems to have been overlooked, and that means he wasn't free to play for Romania.
It's a matter of us to sit down and talk, try and understand what happened and where we go wrong. But I believe I can't be playing for this because they have their own office. They should have done their due diligence.
The disqualification of Romania, together with Belgium and Spain, and pending the outcome of any appeal, means Samoa are now set to face either Germany or Portugal to battle it out for one of the last World Cup places in late June and mid-July. A decision which the Manu's former high-performance manager Matt Vaia says should enable them to field their strongest team.
It looks like World Rugby has looked at that in terms of having a best-prepared Samoan team. That's a positive. The time frame is locked in, so the players, whoever's going to be selected, can look forward to being released from their professional clubs. Whoever the opposition will be is a good start. Having it here in Samoa, they need to nail that.
Meanwhile, speculation is mounting about the possibility of New Zealand backing the creation of a Pacific Islands Super Rugby franchise. Although Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has declined to make any commitments as yet, a feasibility study commissioned by the previous government has come up with a plan for an islands team underwritten by New Zealand to play Super Rugby matches in Auckland and Sydney, as well as Fiji, Tonga and Samoa. Matt Vaia says when the SRU tried to go it alone with a similar plan, the business case just wasn't strong enough.
We also commissioned the inquiry back in 2012 with the Super Rugby consultants from Canterbury Crusaders and PricewaterhouseCoopers with the SRU. I was the project manager that handled that inquiry. But in the end, Argentina got the nod to go into the Tri-Nations and into Super Footy.
Now the hope is that this time things will be different. And Feo Vunipola says with political leaders involved in the running of all three unions in Tonga, Samoa and Fiji, they should have the ear of Prime Minister Ardern as they seek to make a long-held rugby dream for the Pacific become a reality.
Our Prime Minister and a couple of ministers are in our committee. So they have been in negotiation with the New Zealand High Commissioner at home and abroad, and also with the Pacific Island Nations Committee. So I think everything is going well.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the political front in terms of who can reach the Prime Minister. There's no question about the flavour of rugby, but here in Samoa, the question would be, what would such a franchise bring economically and what is the return on investment? But for rugby, that brings a whole new ball game, at least from a Samoan perspective and for the Pacific, in terms of playing regularly, playing top rugby, and then building it up to the national teams of each of those countries.
A sentiment echoed by the president of Samoa's National Olympic Committee, Patrick Fupuliai.
You look what's happened with Japan and Argentina. That translates into big improvements and big strides that their national teams have done. I think that kind of competition is long overdue for the Pacific Islands.
And while New Zealand's Prime Minister may appear reticent at the moment to get behind a Pacific Islands Super Rugby franchise, Feo Vunipola is more than confident that the wheels are turning.
For New Zealand, and I know Australia is helping too, to do this, it's great. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for our young and aspiring rugby players. They can earn a contract playing for a Pacific Nations team in the Super Rugby.
And Super Rugby contracts for Pacific Island players at home means fewer will head to Europe to try their luck there, and that can only be good for the game in the Pacific as a whole.